Leviticus 25 and verse number 10 says, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." And I want to say good morning today and welcome you to the Blessings of Liberty radio broadcast. This is Pastor Wynn Greer of the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Vilas, North Carolina. We are located 1 mile up Baird's Creek Road, just a few miles outside of the town of Boone. And I'd like to take a moment to invite you to come and be with us in any or all of our services. We have Sunday school for all ages, 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, then our 11 a.m. worship service, and then second and fourth Sunday nights at 6 p.m. we have our Sunday evening worship services. And then on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., we have our midweek prayer and Bible study. And so I want to take a moment and invite you. We'd love for you to come and visit with us if you're in the area. If you do not have a church home or you're looking for a church home, we invite you to come and visit with us at Mount Lebanon. I want to mention also this week, if you are in the area, of course, some may not know exactly where we are. We are in the Boone, North Carolina area. Maybe you have someone attending Caldwell Community College or Appalachian State University. We have a ministry this year that has been started, and it's Collegians for Christ. And Brother Kyle Austin is the director of that ministry. He conducts a weekly campus Bible study every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. at 736 West King Street. That is just across from the Boone Fire Department. And if you'd like more information on that, you could contact the church or you can call Brother Kyle directly, 828-832-6505. This is a ministry to the college students, and Brother Kyle Austin is the director there and doing a fine job. We're thankful for the opportunity to have this ministry out of Mount Lebanon Baptist Church. And once again, Brother Kyle's phone number, 828-832-6505. Maybe you know a young person, a college student that would be interested in that ministry. And then that is also tied in, or the opportunity to come to Mount Lebanon. You know, there's the further ministry there. So I wanted to mention that this morning. I want to say good morning to Noah. We've been running in different directions this morning. How are you, Noah?
I'm good. It's good to be here this morning. I want to say welcome to our listeners. We appreciate our listeners. Those who are listening in right here on AM 1450 in Boone, those who are listening in on AM 690 in Bristol, Virginia, and also those in KPGT 89.1 FM, The Truth, in Watertown, South Dakota. And we also want to say yesterday, the 17th, was Constitution Day, so we want to say Happy Constitution Day.
That's right. I bet a lot of people didn't know that. Mm-hmm. In fact, I had forgotten myself, but it is a day set aside where we observe, recognize, celebrate the Constitution of the United States. And so we could have talked about that today. In fact, I'd thought about it just a little bit. I mean, there is so much that's going on right now in the world. We could have just mixed a bunch of things up in a hat and pulled one out and just went from there. I mean, there's all kinds of things that we could talk about. I'm going to try to narrow it down pretty quickly this morning. What I want to talk about today, I guess if I was given a title or a subject, I just want to talk about the ambassador. And of course, if you know anything about the news, what's gone on in the past week, actually last Tuesday, the 11th, September the 11th is when this took place. You know, we're talking about the ambassador to Libya, Christopher Stevens, who was murdered along with three other Americans. And then there's many other things going on. So we will be talking about that a little bit. But really, I'm reading out of the book of Obadiah. And as I was studying, I found a very interesting verse. And I want to use that today to talk about the ambassador. Obadiah is just one chapter. So verse number 1 says, the vision of Obadiah. Thus saith the Lord God concerning Edom. We have heard a rumor from the Lord, and an ambassador is sent among the heathen. Arise ye, and let us rise up against her in battle. And I'm going to talk about that today. But before I do get into that, I want to say, just if we were to look at the big picture, maybe front page headlines for this week, all the things that are going on, all the things that are going on are not unrelated. But when it comes to biblical prophecy and what the Bible says, the things that are going on are related. And so many things we could talk about today. For example, Thursday, this coming Thursday, September the 20th, is the one-year anniversary of the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell in the military. There was an article in the paper yesterday that said the Pentagon said this is a great success. Well, we could talk about that a little bit. And is it a great success? This week is also the one-year anniversary of the Occupy Wall Street movement, and they're occupying up in New York City and other places, protesting up there. Yesterday, I think I read two or three different things about all these people that had been arrested up there, the Occupy Wall Street movement. That's where it began a year ago. That's what the newspaper said. It makes me think about a verse, Psalm 64 and verse number 2. The Bible says, hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity. The insurrection. I preached a message in February of 2011 entitled The Coming Insurrection. And that's an overthrow. That's an uprising, a popular uprising. And it's not just here in America, but many other places in the world. You could go to MountLebanonBC.org and go to the sermon archives. And that message is very interesting. I had one of my preacher friends, he wanted a copy, and he sent it to, believe it or not, a pastor friend in Illinois. And that's where they're having the teacher strikes and the uprising up there. There's just all kinds of things we could talk about today. We could talk about the fact that our nation just topped the $16 trillion in debt mark. And we mentioned the plan of both parties a couple of weeks ago. We talked about this significance when the Democratic Convention was going on. By the time they opened up, our nation's debt clock had topped $16 trillion. We talked about the plan of both parties, the Democrats and the Republicans, what they were going to do about it. Noah, you might just bring that up and play that for our listeners in case somebody didn't get to listen in what both parties are doing about the $16 trillion in debt. Go ahead.
All right.
And so that's what they're doing about it. Congress met. They reconvened last week, it was. And that sort of goes under the heading, if you can't cry, you might as well laugh, or something like that. I don't know exactly how that saying goes. But what are they doing about this massive debt that our nation is in? Well, they're not doing anything about it, just kicking the can down the road till after the election. And then after that, they're going to just continue on. I've been studying along the lines of a broadcast just about debt, and they call this a physical cliff. We could talk about the Federal Reserve and what they're doing, the QE3, which what that is, the Federal Reserve, what they're doing to what they say to help the economy. They're just printing more money, printing dollars out of thin air, nothing to back it up with. And what that basically means is that you are not getting a raise this year. You're getting a pay cut, and your dollars, what this means, when this extra money, this is the third time they've done this, this is why, no matter how much you make, you're making less. Most people are making the same that they were making years ago, but they're actually making less. The reason you're making less is because your dollars are worth less, and they're going to be worth less next week and next month than they are today. We could talk about that. We could talk about the huge spike in earthquake activity in the past few weeks, especially along the coast of California and Alaska. There has been a huge spike in earthquake activity, not large earthquakes, but just small tremors all up and down the West Coast, all the way up into Alaska. There's an area there called the Ring of Fire, and those who are experts in tracking this kind of thing, they say you can look for something big. They're expecting that there's going to be a huge earthquake in that area of the world. We could talk about that. We could talk about China and Japan are trading words back and forth over some islands over there. And the talk is, if they keep talking like that, it's going to lead to war with China and Japan. We could talk about Israel and Iran and all the talk that's going on there about war and a strike against the nuclear capabilities of Iran. We could talk about uprisings in the Middle East. We will talk a little bit about that. I seen a political cartoon this morning, and it had a picture of the world map. It was a picture of the world map. It started on the left-hand side. It had North America, then it had South America, and then you look over to the other side of the world, and it had the Middle East all colored in, and it said, "Hate America." And that was the political cartoon in the newspaper today. North America, South America, and then the rest of the world. Hate America. And we are going to talk about that. That all applies and ties into what I want to talk about today about the ambassador. But I said all that to say this. There's a lot going on in the world that has prophetic significance when we look in the Bible, the Word of God. Luke chapter 21 in verse number 8. The Bible said, and he said, "Take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near." And I've got that underlined in my Bible. When we begin to see these things, Jesus told the disciples, when they begin to see all these things that he's going to talk about, he said, "The time draweth near." The time draweth near. "Go ye not therefore after them. But when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by." And so we're going to hear of wars and commotions. "Then said he unto them, Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom." This is going to happen. The Bible told us beforehand. It is more up to date than today's newspaper. Verse 11 said, "And great earthquakes shall be in divers places." That means different places than they've ever been before. "Earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines." We've talked about that in the past few weeks about the drought. "And pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven." Get on the internet and do some research about solar flares and sunspots. That's just if you have trouble sleeping at night. That'll help you lay down and sleep good. Solar activity in the past year and the possibility of the sun, a sun flare, a sun eruption, knocking out the electronics upon the earth. It could happen. So there's many things that we could tie in today and look in the Word of God. Verse number 20, I'm skipping on down for sake of time. He said, "And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh." What we see going on in the world today is a blueprint for all the nations of the world to turn against Israel. That is so prevalent in the news today. Even the United States of America has turned against Israel. I believe there are 30 nations this week and next week taking part in a military exercise in the Persian Gulf, in the Strait of Hormuz. What will they do if Israel and Iran goes to war and Iran tries to cut off the Strait of Hormuz, where 30% of the seafaring oil passes through, that in the world passes through every day? And so these nations are right over there in the neighborhood of Israel, and most of them are against Israel. And we see these things. Verse number 28, I go on down, it says, "And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh." So many, many things are going on in the world today. For the past 12 weeks or so, I've been talking about Isaiah chapter 9, verse number 10. We've just hammered on that, talked about that all summer long. "The bricks are falling down, but we will build with hewn stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will change them into cedars." We took that, applied it, talked about the parallel, the things between Israel and America, the coincidences, the similarities, you might say. Nothing's a coincidence, but the great similarities between the two nations. We talked about that, but just the result of an unrepentant nation is that God will allow their allies to become their adversaries. And that's what happened in ancient Israel. That's what happens in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse number 11. 9:11. Isaiah chapter 9, verse number 11. I'm making an emphasis there. 9:11. What happens in Isaiah chapter 9, verse number 11? The Bible said, "Therefore the Lord shall set up the adversaries of Rezin against him and join his enemies together." What happened is their allies became their adversaries. That was the result of an unrepentant nation full of pride and self-will that said, no matter what God does, we will build, we will do this. God said, "I'll let your allies become your adversaries. They will become your enemies." Can I say again today that that is exactly what has happened and is happening in the Middle East? Our allies have become our adversaries. I'm not talking about Israel. Israel is really our number one main ally in the Middle East. Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East. All the rest, they are not democracies. And this Arab Spring, where they were talking about democracy, they don't really want democracy. They want Sharia law. The ones that have any sense, they didn't want. I even talked to Christian missionaries, Christian people in Egypt that did not want Mubarak out of office, because under Mubarak they had a little bit of protection as Christians. But now that Mubarak is gone and the Muslim Brotherhood has been put in place, the Christians live in more fear than they did before because of the rise of the power of radical Islam and the Muslim influence over there. So what is happening in the Middle East? Our allies, people who we have helped with billions and billions of dollars, we have given billions of dollars. We are broke as a nation, but we're giving money to Egypt, Libya, Afghanistan, Pakistan. I mean, right on down the line. We have military all over the world. We have ambassadors in all of these countries, all of these things. But what is happening in the Middle East today? I want to read in the book of Obadiah. Now, I've already read verse number 1, but I want to skip on down to verse number 15. This is a very interesting prophecy in the Word of God. It says, "For the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen." Now, I read in Luke chapter number 21, and the Bible said over there, "When you see these things begin to come to pass, know that your redemption is nigh." The word nigh means near. The day of the Lord is near. The book of Obadiah says, for the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen. Now notice what it says. As thou hast done, it shall be done unto thee. Thy reward shall return upon thine own head. And what Obadiah, verse number 15, is saying, the Lord is saying over there, whatever you do to Israel is going to return upon your own head. Whatever you do to them, the same thing is going to happen unto you. For the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen, as thou hast done. And I don't have time to read all the verses in the book of Obadiah. It's a very short book. There's only 21 verses. But in context, he's talking about Edom. He's talking about the nation that did Israel wrong. And he's saying, what you've done to Israel, the same thing is going to return upon your own head. And the United States of America, under the leadership of certainly Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, we have certainly become we have turned against Israel. Do you know, next week, the United Nations, there's going to be a conference at the United Nations, and Mr. Netanyahu wanted to meet with President Obama. President Obama blew him off, said the schedule didn't allow time for him to meet with Benjamin Netanyahu with all the things that are going on in the world and all of the same things that we have in common, same interests. But he does have time to make an appearance on the David Letterman show, and he does have time to meet with Jay-Z. That's some rapper. He's married to Beyonce, and you know, they help him raise money to get reelected and all of this stuff. So we as a nation, Mr. Obama's done everything that he could in the past 3.5 years to offend and turn against the nation of Israel. Now, he's not the only one. Bush, Clinton, Elder Bush, they're all guilty of siding against Israel. And the result of that is, over the past 20-some years, there's just been one thing after the other, judgments upon America. For example, October 1991, President George H.W. Bush, he began a comprehensive peace plan for the Middle East. Now, when you hear that, most of the time, that's code word for land for peace. If Israel will give up land, the surrounding nations, they promise peace, but Israel gives up land and they never get peace. The Muslims around Israel will never give up until Israel is destroyed and pushed into the sea. That's what they desire. That's what Iran wants. That's what the Palestinians want. That's what most of them around there want. That's what Syria, and on we could go today. But Mr. Bush, October the 30th, 1991, introduced at the Madrid peace talks, October 30th, 1991, he introduced this idea, this plan, this Mideast peace plan. Do you know, on the same day Mr. Bush set about to touch the land of Israel, God sent the perfect storm that touched his land. His home in the state of Maine was destroyed upon that same day. God sent the perfect storm. There was a movie made about this storm. It was called The Perfect Storm. This storm traveled 1,000 miles backwards across the Atlantic and destroyed Mr. Bush's family home that had been in his family since 1903. There is newspaper articles you can go and see, and you'll see that these things are on the same page on the same day, talking about the Madrid peace talks and talking about the storm that was so devastating there in the state of Maine. See, the Bible says in Zechariah chapter 2 and verse number 8, God said, for he that toucheth you toucheth the apple of his eye. And if you touch Israel, God's going to touch you. And there's just no way around that. But here in Obadiah, there's an ambassador to the heathen that stirs up the heathen against the nation of Israel. It said, thus saith the Lord God concerning Edom, We have heard a rumor from the Lord, and an ambassador is sent among the heathen. And here's what that ambassador says: Arise ye, and let us rise up against her in battle. He's stirring up Edom to go to battle against Israel. Now, going down to verse number 7, it said, All the men of thy confederacy have brought thee even to the border. The men that were at peace with thee have deceived thee and prevailed against thee. They that eat thy bread have laid a wound under thee. There is none understanding in him. Now, for sake of time, let me just explain what's going on in verse number 7. First of all, the ambassador is deceived by those that he thought he had made peace with. That's what it's saying. All the men of thy confederacy have brought thee even to the border. The men that were at peace with thee have deceived thee. The ambassador is attacked by those that he thought that he had made peace with, his confederacy there. It said, and prevailed against thee. They came and they attacked the ambassador. The ambassador is wounded by his confederacy, those that he thought he had made peace with. It said, they that eat thy bread. And that's another thing we could talk about. They were in eating with the ambassador. He was feeding them. He was supporting them. He was supplying them. They were eating at his table. They that eat thy bread have laid a wound under thee. He was wounded by his own confederacy. And then in the last part of verse number 7, it says about that wound, about that attack, there is none understanding in him. That made me think about Hillary Clinton last week. Stood up and said about this attack against Ambassador Stevens, we don't understand. We just can't understand how this, that just kills me to hear that. We don't understand. That's exactly what the Bible says. If you think that attack was about a film about Muhammad, then you're grossly misinformed about what is really going on in the world. Do you know there is no lack of derogatory information about Islam on the internet? My goodness, you can go to Amazon.com and buy Kingdom of the Cults, which is a well-known book. It's probably used in a large percentage of Christian colleges to teach about Islam in this nation. It talks about Muhammad as married a six-year-old girl. He was a child molester. There's no lack of derogatory true information about the Prophet Muhammad on the internet. This is not the reason why this took place. This was an excuse to attack. It's no accident that this happened on 9/11. Remember Isaiah 9 verse number 11, therefore the Lord shall set up the adversaries. Your allies will become your adversaries. Verse number 15, for the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen. As thou hast done, it shall be done unto thee. Thy reward shall return upon thine own head. There's some things about our ambassador over there you will not hear on the mainstream media. He was a radical pro-Muslim, anti-Israel individual. He was a homosexual. There's information you can go study. I'm going to run out of time. He had a major influence on the overthrow of Mr. Gaddafi. And Mr. Gaddafi, Muammar Gaddafi, he was brutally murdered, sodomized, drugged through the streets. Mr. Stevens died the same death that Mr. Gaddafi did. The Bible said there, will return upon thine own head. I think we run out of time. Time is gone today.
This has been Blessings of Liberty, brought to you by Pastor Wynn Greer, the Mount Lebanon Church in Vilas, North Carolina. If you'd like to reach us, you can go to our website, mountlebanonbc.org.